Well, traveling is one of the most meaningful experiences you can have in life, right? I don't travel a lot. I probably should travel more. It's an opportunity to kind of see the world differently and learn about new cultures. Our national correspondent, Rory O'Neill, he has done a lot of traveling. In fact, he's taken some time off to travel. But there's a new group of travel experts that have come up with 50 cities you must visit before you die. The bucket list. Well, we don't have time to go over the 50 cities, but Rory O'Neill joins us this morning to talk about some of those cities that are on that list. Hey, Rory, good morning.
Hey, Mike, good morning. Yeah, they have these 50 experts have seven cities you got to see before you die. And I think number one, you'd guess, and I think everyone would agree, it's Paris, France, right?
Have you been?
I have, a couple of times. It is something to see and experience. And you just think when you walk the streets, you hear that music in your head. The accordion or whatever that noise is. Anytime you walk down the streets in Paris, you just hear that song in your head.
Well, just to see things like the Eiffel Tower in real. I mean, we've seen pictures and videos and everything, but to see some of these structures, these icons around the world and across the country that you've seen in books and pictures and videos, to see it right there in front of you, it's got to be awesome, I guess.
Yeah, especially, though, when they, you know, they're worth it. You know, there are so many of these things that you see, they're like, eh, it was okay. But, you know, the Eiffel Tower really does meet all your expectations and all those fantasies in your head. It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, so do I understand that you actually took a year off from work and stuff and actually traveled around the world?
Yeah, I sold my house, I sold my car, quit my job, and spent 365 days going around the world getting to 41 different countries.
That's amazing. What was the most exciting part of that trip for that year?
Oh, boy, there are a lot of different stories. My favorite place, though, on the planet is now Tasmania.
Tasmania, wow.
You know, the Tasmanian devil from Bugs Bunny. But it's a little island just south of Australia. It's a fantastic, fantastic place. But and then Marrakesh, Morocco was a place that surprised me. I really only went there because I needed somewhere cheap to go during Easter. Europe gets very, very expensive at Easter time, and because it's a mostly Muslim country, Morocco's pretty cheap. So
yeah.
I ended up going to Morocco and had the best time with some of the nicest people.
Let's go back to some of the cities that we should visit before we die. You talked about Paris being at the top of the list. What countries here in the U.S. are near the top of the list?
We only have one U.S. city that made the list of the top seven. New York.
Wow.
It's the only one. Even London did not make this list of seven. The others, number two, Rome, Italy. Number three was New York. Four and five are interesting choices. Number four, Cape Town, South Africa, which I thought was interesting. I don't know anyone who's been there, I don't think. Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. And then Tokyo and Istanbul, Turkey, round out the list. I've been to five of these. I haven't been to Cape Town or to Rio, but actually I'm half planning a stopover in Rio in a couple of years.
Well, you got to put New York City up there, right? You got to put the Big Apple
right
up there,
number
right?
Number three, you know, like that had to be there, but no London. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, interesting. So as far as the cities that you've been around the world, I mean, do you if you had to take a list besides New York City, what other countries here in this country would you put up there?
Cities here in the U.S. Oh, you should. I think San Francisco is something to see. I know right now may not be the best. The Vegas Strip, you just got to see it, right? I mean, I don't like it, but you got to see it. I mean, no thanks.
Interesting
it's
stuff.
It's not my scene, but yeah. And then around I think Singapore should be on the list just as something to see. It is like going to a theme park that's a city, or a city that's a theme park, or whichever way around. It is just a spectacle in Singapore.
Well, you know, these travel experts, Rory, they should have, you know, conducted
right?
a survey with you. They should have contacted you.
I got to get on this list. How about travel tips? Yeah, the top seven cities from 51 travel experts.
There you go. Rory O'Neill joining us this morning. Seven cities you must visit. That's kind of cool.